Next, we have Beth Shapiro to talk about grant writing. Beth's been working in grant writing for over 10 years, and she taught a class on it at Lander Institute of Touro College a few years ago. She works at Job Katif, which helps the evacuees from Gush Katif find jobs. She works in their fundraising department. She has written grants for organizations such as the National Conference on Ethiopian Jewry, Chabad, Miklat, and others.
Thank you. Okay, so back in the day, before I was working in grant writing, I had this desire to change the world. I wanted to really be out there. I was working in Jewish programming. That's not computer programming, that's working in Jewish organizations, doing programming for all sorts of different populations. And at one point, I decided I needed to make a change. I had come to Israel, I got married, I wanted to have children, and I suddenly realized that working at 9 o'clock on Sunday night and 9 o'clock on Tuesday night and 8 a.m. on Thursday morning wasn't the kind of life that I wanted to have. And so I, having worked in Jewish organizations, I had, in order to run a program, any sort of program that's going to make a change, one of the big problems that we always have is you have to fund it, right? It's a wonderful idea that I want to, I don't know, feed all the hungry people in the world, but if I don't have the money to get the food, so I can't do it. And working in a Jewish organization, you always run into the problem of how am I going to fund my program? And from that space, I moved into the field of grant writing, which is actually taking a skill of writing, which I already had, and moving that into writing requests for funding to organizations that have money. So grant writing basically is being a shadchan between people who want to make world change and people who have money to make world change, bringing those people together and communicating how that works. So you work with a lot of interesting personalities when you're a grant writer, because normally the people who want to make this world change are visionaries. They have this great idea of something that they're going to do that's going to make the world into a better place and solve some problem that no one has ever solved before. Now, how they're going to do that, they can't really tell you necessarily. Like, they feel it, and when you talk to them, they can explain it, and it's exciting. But they can't really tell you, how am I going to get from point A to point B to point C until I make world change? So the job of the grant writer is to listen to this passionate individual, hear what this passionate individual is saying, really hear what they're saying, and then take their words and translate them into a language that a regular person who didn't get their passion could understand, right? So as an example, I am solving the problem of illiteracy on Earth. There will be no more illiterate people on Earth. That could be the vision of somebody who runs an organization. And the grant writer has to take that into it. We're going to take 10 children, right? We're solving illiteracy on Earth. We're going to take 10 children who live in an underprivileged community, and we're going to teach them the alphabet. Okay? Right? And then the next year, after we teach them the alphabet, we're going to teach them to write. And then, right, so we're slowly, making measurable change in order to get to huge world change. And so what sort of abilities should a person have? You have to be able to listen, and you have to be able to remove your ego, because sometimes the world change that the person who you're working with wants to make, it might be stupid to you. It could be that somebody's vision of world change is not really your vision of world change. But to learn to respect another person's truth and to understand that any problem in the world, Hashem has created a solution for. And that sometimes you can be the shaliach for creating a solution to a problem that you didn't even see existed. And so to be able to sort of remove your ego from the writing that you're doing and take it and put it into measurable, tangible ways to deal with that. There's no official training to be a grant writer. I looked it up because I thought to myself, there's no official training to be a grant writer. So I said, maybe I'm wrong. Like, I never trained officially, but maybe I'm wrong. I looked it up. No, there's no official training to be a grant writer. Lander College a few years ago offered a course where they gave a certificate from Lander College that says you can be a grant writer. The way that most people that I know get into the field of grant writing is either that they are good writers and they know somebody who's looking for someone to write a grant for them, or they're working in an organization and their boss notices that they're a good writer and they're getting funding from somewhere, and so all of a sudden they say, you be in charge of writing up our grants, and it cultivates that way. Sometimes it happens because a person says, I want to just volunteer my time for an organization, and they start to do it. I think, personally, that grant writing is one of the best kept secrets in the firm community because there's work. Because especially in Israel, we have lots and lots of organizations that are looking for grant funding. Additionally, people who are living in North America, or I assume it's probably like this in Europe also, a lot of times Jewish organizations will get funding from secular grants. So for example, if you're a day school in New York State, you could get state funding for a project through the New York State Board of Higher Education. And somebody has to sit there with the technical information and write up what the mission is and what the change is and all of these things. So it gives a nice steady income. A person can work in the field either freelance or they could work on salary at an organization. Like some of the other women said, if you're working freelance, there's more work involved in terms of doing your own marketing, in terms of finding your clients. I personally work in an organization because I hate doing that, and I like to just know this is how much money I get at the end of the month, and I'm on salary, and I don't have to worry about it, and I can just do my work and go home. You can work from home, or you can work for an office. And in addition to that, you have the ability to deeply concentrate on work when you're doing it, which gives you deep focus, and at the same time, you interact with individuals. Grant writing is, you normally, if you're writing a grant, I would write a grant today, and assuming we got the funding, we would get the funding in a year and a half, okay? So there are no grant writing emergencies. If it happens, it's because you planned poorly. You have deadlines. You definitely have deadlines. But the deadlines are, there are definitely deadlines, but the deadlines are they're just random, really. They're really random deadlines. You could make them earlier if you felt like making them earlier. They have to be in by a certain time, but there's no such thing, really, as a grant writing emergency. You might have a person you're working with who can't get their information together, and so because of that, you're working at the last minute, but it's not really an emergency. It's just that the person you're working with didn't plan it very well, or you didn't get them to plan it well. You need to have some math skills, actually, which is a little bit surprising to say, but grants also always consist of a budgetary side. And because you're dealing with visionaries, often the visionaries don't have a handle on how the budgets work. So I have had situations where I have to sit and you know, organization X got, you know, $50,000, and now they have to write on how they spent the $50,000, and they really can't tell you exactly how they spent the $50,000, so you kind of have to put it together and find the receipts and make it look so that it looks right. Grant writer has to make an organization look. Grant writing started when businesses decided that they wanted to take business models and put them on nonprofits. So you have to make it look to a business as though nonprofits are actually operating according to business models. Yeah. Oh, so it's interesting. Lori Heller, who runs an organization here in Yerushalayim where I used to work, she says that when she gives her courses, she puts at least three sessions on creative writing. Not because it's made up, but because you have to be able to envision where, like Shipra Devar did this morning, where you're going to be in a year. Like, where will we be in a year? And how are we going to check in with ourselves to make sure that we actually got there? That's what you're asking an organization, to do. And to be open to succeeding and be open to failing and be open to reflecting. My favorite part of the grant writing is actually once you get the money and you have to do the report, like 6 months or a year into the program, and you say, we got this $30,000, and now what'd you do with it? How'd you spend it? You told me you were going to do this, 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 and this, and did you do it? If you didn't do it, why didn't you do it? And what are you going to do to fix that?